So today, we're going to go into another one, which is, let's go to Genesis chapter 2, which is that we are created to complement, marriage was created so that we can complement each other. So that we can complement each other. Complement with an E, not an I, okay? Complement. That means to kind of complete each other. So it's complement with an E. C-O-M-P-L-E. Then meant. All right? It's not the one with an I. The one with an I is when you tell somebody something nice about them. All right? So that's complement. When you compliment a woman or a man, oh, your hair is nice or whatever. That's different from what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about today is compliment in the sense of completing someone, you know, adding to them. It's one of the major purposes of marriage. And like I said, it's important you know the seven because knowing three out of this, you're going to miss out a whole lot of. Sometimes what breaks marriage is not that there was nothing good in the marriage. It could just be one aspect of it is not working. You see, when you see a full car broken down, it's not that the whole car is wrong or the bad. The tire might be working. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? The tire might be fine. The windows might be fine. The AC might be working, but the Kickstarter is not working. Are you getting what I'm saying? So one thing can make the whole car grounded. So sometimes that's what breaks marriages. It's not that everything in the marriage is bad. You hardly see a marriage where every single thing is wrong. Hardly. But sometimes one thing being wrong can stop the other things that are working to even look like they are working. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So this is why you must know the whole seven. You must know the whole seven purposes of marriage, and they are all important. One is normal because people say children. Children is all we are doing everything for children. See, all of you trying to just travel because in the name of your children, may you not lose your marriage because of your children. Because some people say, I'm doing everything for my children. Please do it for your husband. Do it for your wife. The best thing you can do for your children is to love their mother or their father. Because that's the way everything. I don't care. I don't care about any other person, my brother, sister. If you're married, your first priority is your husband or wife. Children are not first. Children will grow and go. And they were not there at the beginning, they won't be there at the end. They are not the main factor of a marriage. So again, like that's what I'm saying, when you try to build only on one leg, everything is my children. It's a complete thing. It must work that way. When you leave one, it affects everything. So we are here to complement each other. So let's go to Genesis where it said it's not good for man to be alone. So you know the story of creation. God began to create things. He said everything was good. He said he made the stars, it was good. He made the sea, it was good. He made the trees, it was good. Everything God made was good. But when he got to Genesis chapter 2, verse 18, he said, and the Lord God said, who said? He said, it is not good that what? That the man should be alone. I will make him what? And help. Meat for him. Take note, it's not help meat. It's help that is meat. All right? We have been quoting it most time. We quote it as help meat. It's not meat, though. Your husband is not your mate. Okay. I know that's not a topic for today, but let me drink water. Wait. But help meat. Help meat is not bad if you still understand the context. It's not bad. The point is that you guys are like coming together to complement each other. I said, so I'll make for him a help that is meet, suitable and adaptable for him. A help that is meet. So you need to realize that the first time a marriage was created, it was to complement. And if we follow the law of first mention, you know, that is a law of scriptural interpretation, whenever something is mentioned for the first time, it actually connotes a major part of that whole thing. Do we understand that? So if you see in scripture, whenever things like offering is mentioned for the first time, it carries a permanent picture of what offerings will always look like. Whenever things like tithing is mentioned, whenever marriage is mentioned, all the same, when they're mentioned for the first time in scripture, there's always a deep meaning. Whenever worship, for instance, is mentioned for the first time in scripture, the first time worship was ever mentioned, it was tied to a sacrifice, not tied to a song. Somebody get what I'm saying? So when people say, I worship God, no, you don't. You sing, yeah, but you don't worship. Because worship must always go with sacrifice. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? So there are first laws of first mention. So this is the first time that marriage is mentioned. It was mentioned based on functionality. Not on romance. Not on any other thing. It was purely functionality. God said, it is not good that this man should be alone. So for those of you that, especially men, because, you know, women can't really marry themselves and women can't be chasing you men around. So I speak to the single men. Look, if God himself that made you say you are not good alone, see, don't argue with anybody. And you are wasting time by saying you are finding one perfect. You see, most times there's something blocking you. It's not that there are no women. And God is so interested in marriage. He's the perfect matchmaker. So if you are ready and serious, he will be quick to match you. From his own end, he really doesn't delay. Are you here, somebody? He really doesn't delay. So, if a young man here, you don't have to wait to have everything. In fact, the whole reason why you even need marriage is that you don't have everything. If you have everything, then you don't even need marriage. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Because many young men are saying, oh, Pastor, I'm not ready. Look, you are ready. You are ready. Your hormones say you are ready. Are you here, somebody? That's the whole point. The reason why you are not producing at the level you should produce is because you are not married. You don't have that other part of you that will complement your work. Your life will move incredibly faster. When they say two heads are better than one, yes, because of course they mean two good heads. But when they say two heads are better than one, yes, now, you know, in Nigeria you can have 100 heads. They are still, I don't want to mention any political party, they are still coming up with nonsense ideas. All right, but when two good heads come together, it generally produces better. So it's for us to complement each other. God looked at man. God could not be joking. You know. Yes, we try to tell people that when you are single, you have to find fulfillment in yourself. That's true. You have to take care of yourself. That's true. But let nobody kill you. Let nobody kid you. It should not kill you, of course. let nobody kid you. Partnering with the right person will significantly change your life. And don't take my word for it. This was what God himself said. God didn't just say, hey, man, you know, Adam is cruising. Oh, Adam is enjoying life. Should we find him a wife? No. God said, it is not what? Good. If a single man here, what you are doing is not. I'm telling you, this is what God said. It's not me telling you. And I've been married for 17 years now. I know for a fact, truly, there's a way marriage organizes you. There's a way you grow up. Many men are thinking, when I get there, when I'm ready, marry, you will get ready. Why are people not marrying on time? What are you looking for? How many houses do you want to rent? See, the partnership of a woman, we even accept that. And the reason some of you are looking for, you know, women that are not going to be useful to you. You want a doll. What we used to call it when we were young, doll baby. Because if it's a real helper you need, take note. If a woman here, you must be a helper, not an eater. Because the solution God gave to man not being alone is that we find him what? A help. So, men, what is they didn't say go and marry the finest girl you see. You are going to marry a girl that will help you. So if things are not going well in your life, you're not yet at where you should be. Exactly. When things are not going well in your life, who do you need? A helper. So marriage is still the solution. But just that many of you, kind of people you go and pick, is somebody that will not be billing you, saying, my hair is due. That's why. But if you marry a hardworking woman and two of you partner together, it doesn't matter what you have or do not have now. Once you partner with the right person, you will stir yourselves up. And you will start planning and start working and you will start your life. When I got married, I didn't have major income. Now, I had a vision and a job, which was I was already a pastor. I was already doing ministry well. But I didn't have income. My wife told me, but you see, when we partnered together, we both knew that we are coming together, we work together, it will produce. And it's producing. Are you here, somebody? So don't wait to have everything. No, that's not the way it works. For me, I don't see how a man can be 30 years old and not married. What on earth are you doing? What are you waiting for? You are not the savior. You are not Jesus Christ. There's nothing you are going to do at 35 that you're not going to be able to do at 30. You are wasting time. I've told you, you are wasting time. You don't have the whole of your life to make the most of your life. Men have a very bad relationship with time. Very bad one. Women understand the power of time. From young age, a woman is trained with time. Even if she doesn't know time, by the time her period and course starts, she begins to know the power of counting time. So a woman has a good relationship with time. From time she also gets older, she finds out that she can't have children at any time she likes. So she begins to have a relationship with time. For men, men can marry at start having children at 72. So he has a very bad relationship with time. So that's why he's not married at 40. What on earth? They should start arresting anybody that's not married at 40. What are you working about, Lagos? Not married at 40. You're stressing the rest of us. That's working about. God himself said it's not good. What you're doing is not good. I'm not the one that said it. Don't fight me. Go and tear it from your Bible, but it's there. And I could picture Adam. Because it's not, you know, it's not Adam that prayed for a wife. Adam didn't even know he needed a wife. I could picture Adam, you know, bare chest. Hair on his chest, hair on his dizzy, with one long strain of grass in his mouth. Enjoying his life. Thinking this, he has arrived. And God looked at him. Looked at his angels. They all said, God said, it's not good. This one is useless. It's not good. We have to bring somebody else here. Or this guy will rot away. I'm sure he was now talking to ants. Talking to caterpillar and butterfly. Because they say this one, I don't get mad. Let's find somebody else quickly. Say it's not good. Come on, say with me, it's not good. It's not good. The reason why you think you're ready to marry is that you want to rent a house bigger than you. Because really, the only thing you need as a hot man to marry is bed. That's what the Bible says. Say marriage is honorable in all and the bed on the fire. That's the only thing mentioned inside marriage. You don't even need pot. Bed. Because it will affect the happiness of the earth. That's the only necessary thing. The rest, we can manage. You can borrow the rest. You can buy food from outside. Depending when you can cook. Are you here, somebody? The only thing compulsory is bed. And if you can't buy bed, call your friends together. They will do GoFundMe. Say, guys, man, your guy needs a bed, man. I will go do him. Guys will chip in 5K here, 10K here. You buy one mattress. How much is mattress? You put it on the floor. Most couples started with their mattress on the floor. Hey, some people know what I'm talking about. They start with their mattress on the floor. Just get that small mattress. It doesn't even have to be the king-size mattress. It's bed. You don't need to buy a mattress. You don't need space. Say you need 3-bedroom flat. For who? You're only 2. Why do you need 3-bedroom? One room. Start with a one room. That's how to start. The blessings come after the marriage, not before it. Not before it. Start with your one room. You guys plan a small wedding. Why do you want to have a big wedding? Who is punishing you? Okay, all the big weddings that happened last year, how many of them do you remember? What are the ones that happened 5 years ago? What are the ones that happened 10 years ago? Of what benefit is that big wedding today? Who cares now? Nobody. You are trying to impress people and you are depressing yourself. Why do you need a big wedding? You don't need a big wedding. You don't, a lot of things we do in wedding, you need to understand. Don't confuse people that are rich with people that are not rich. Don't confuse the two. For instance, if my kids are going to get married when they are grown, I'll probably be rich, very rich then. You understand? I'll most likely be rich. And thank God, their mother too is very rich. So we will be rich. So when they are doing their wedding, you see, I won't care what they want to bring. My kids, they want to marry. I said, shift aside. I want to invite Mr. Shuka and Fufu. I want to invite them. I want to invite my friends. Do you understand? So I will do it where I want to do it. I get what I'm saying? If all my friends are in Canada, all my friends are in UK, I'll say, this wedding, you're not having it in Nigeria. I said, I'll sponsor it. I get what I'm saying? Now, for somebody that doesn't have that kind of father to say she too wants decoration, who are you decorating? Do you see where the challenge comes? You are trying to compare yourself with families that have generational wealth. Money that can't finish anytime soon. See, people's size of income is so massively different. You don't want to know how much people make in a day in Nigeria. There are people that make hundreds of millions in a day in this country. There are people that make, you know, tens of millions in a day in this country. A day. And there are some people that literally in a day, they don't make 10,000 naira. How can those two people be talking about the same kind of wedding? Because one of them, their wedding is, even if you have spent, it doesn't even feel you have spent enough. He's not pricing anything. You don't know that I put that word like that. They don't price anything. So how much is the grocery? Say 5-15 million. Say, bring, send your account number. How much is the MC? 2 million. Send your account number. How much is the American knows now? American knows some part of it. They're people that don't price. They are that rich. In fact, if your money is too low, say they won't like it. So how much is the correction? I say 15 million. Say, no, that's cheap one. Is there no, do you have a premium one? So you are hearing these kind of things. Now you two want to, who are you? Even if you compete with them to match them in the wedding, then you now hear where they go for their honeymoon. Then go kill you. Then go kill you. You can't match them. They say, okay, what's the plan for honeymoon? They'll start from Barbados. When they get to Barbados, spend 1 week there. Then from there, they go to Mauritius. You know, and they'll spend another 1 week. Then from there, we dash into London to shop for the new family. Then from there, we dash back to South Africa to go to Cape Town. You go die. Because for those people, it's a rush. It's a rush. It's a rush. You not fit. You cannot follow them. That money, they rush. You won't follow them. Your own, they trickle. Your own self, they beg them to come out. You know they come. You know, they suck them like four. You know they come. Now you won't follow person when they rush. Please advise yourself. Are you here, somebody? There's no reason why a grown man cannot marry today. If you want to marry this year, you can marry. Thank God for my sons, people like St. Rhymes. They married in COVID. In COVID, all of you that miss COVID, I don't know what you are doing. How you take miss COVID? COVID, only you and pastor now. Everybody on that, they will join online. Tell them to also eat online. How you take miss COVID? Where the COVID? See, don't worry yourself. The thing about paparazzi is that you can do it at any time. We are planning our 20th wedding anniversary. I will finish work. All the things I didn't do from wedding 20 years ago, I will do it now. And guess what? It's even sweeter now. I am more popular now. There's social media now. I will do it now. Nothing happened. We'll go do one. We will have it in many places. I will say my own I do in one country. She will say how I do in another country. If we vex ourselves, we shut down a plane and do it all on the plane. Shut down the whole plane. Say the whole British Airways to London on this date, we buy all the seats. See, the idea plenty. Ideas day. Are you here, somebody? Yes, day. So don't worry yourself. Don't start stressing yourself. Start first. All you need is one room, one bed. You can't tell me this Lagos, you can't rent one room. And you're working. You can rent one room. And if the area you are looking is too high, move to another area. You can start first. All the people that live in Ikoyi, none of them were born in Ikoyi. Or most of them. We're not born in Ikoyi. Why are you worrying yourself? All of them are all born there. They all started somewhere. So they even started from outside Lagos. And they began to move nearer. They moved to Ibadan. They moved to Abeokuta. They moved to Bega. Ojodu Bega. They moved to Ikorodu. They moved. That's how they were moving. Now they are in Ikoyi. Why are you worrying yourself? The thing about life is that people look at life as a sprint. No, life is a marathon. Do you know how many more meaningful years you have? How old is your president? How old is American president? You're already 30. You say, hey, wait. Start life. You have a long time, a long way to go. You think you're going to die soon? Are you planning to die soon? Nigerian president is how old? At least our belief. Eh? I know so nobody knows for sure. Eh? The one on paper, 84. 84. Please, everybody here, minus your age now from 84. How many more years do you have? A lot. A lot. And you are postponing what you should do because you want to wait for. You start rocking the life. Money will still come. You will still make this money. And when you make it, you can flex in way past person way do before you. The people that do first, they will be old mother by next tomorrow. So relax. How old is the American president? Yeah? Those of you in politics, some of you are in politics. I know it's very old too. Is it 70s or 80s? Very old. So if these guys are still rocking their life, at that old age, minus your age from 80. Many of you have good 40 years, good 60 years, good 70 years. Even if you have 30 years, trust me, a lot of things can happen in 30 years. Life is not about the length. Are you here, somebody? So why do you want to do one wedding? And they're able to know you are patching. Because you decorate one side, you didn't decorate the other side. They are patching. Why? Nobody cares. People have their own problem. It's not you they are looking at. Move on with your life. Do the one room. You don't need the program. What are you printing program for? Who are you telling the program? This thing that they used to find themselves and throw away that day. When we're getting married, they say program. I told them we can't print program. We couldn't afford it. I was a pastor. We're doing three services in the church then. No? Yes, we're smaller hall than this. We're doing three services. So I was already a pastor. I was even a bit known. But I couldn't afford it. Because church money is not my money. Individually, there's no way I could have afforded it to print program. What did this printer do? To tell you to, it's time to stand. I go tell you now, why you need your own program to know time to stand? I will inform you. It's a read him, so and so. It's time for cutting of cake. I go tell you, you need a paper to know when it's time. Are you the one cutting the cake? Are you the cake? What's it concern you? We go tell you when it's time to cut the cake. So we didn't print program, we just did photocopy. Three, the MC needs one to know the order of the service. The pastor needs one to know the order of the service. Then I think, who did we give the third one? We held one. Because we need to know because more come on when they do. So, three, photocopy. Program. And they go print program. There, see, there are people, when my children want to wed, I say, what are the best ways to print program? I get money now. That time, you go, they rush. They rush. Where they rush? I'm telling you, these guys get concept. My son will give everybody tablets. Instead of program, we'll give them iPad. Say, please open your iPad. It's personalized with your eyes or whatever. You open it, you know, with your name on it. Just my wife, they'll give you your own. Say, this is your program for the day. When you just look at it, you open, you see the order of the, and the iPad is yours. And all the songs for the day is already inside. Everything is inside with your preferred beat. So if you're a high rise, if you like high rise, the hymn is in high life for you. Ideas day. Nothing they do. Ideas day. Are you here? But to be delaying your life now because you're waiting for money, you're joking. You're joking. 30-year-old man roaming around in Lagos. You say they hustle. Go and rest, my brother. Marry this year. Marry. Just find the right kind of helper. She will help your life. She will help your life. The Bible talks about the virtuous woman. It says she will do him good all the days of his life. When you marry right, you see that it's easy. Are you here, somebody? What are you waiting for? You want to have car? Relax. Thank God there's even Uber now. When we were young, there was no Uber. It's bike. So if you don't have car, it's obvious. Today, it's not even obvious. In fact, today, with the kind of traffic, people that have cars, if you enter Uber, they don't want to drive. And if you have friends that are going to look down on you because you don't have car, you are with the wrong crowd of friends. Change your friends. Life no hard like that. Live anywhere you want to live. You mustn't live in the center of town if you can't afford it. Live where you can live. There's no how you can tell me one room. I know people in this country that earn 50,000 and are married with the children because they know how to manage themselves. They live in the right neighborhood. In those neighborhoods too, everything there is cheap too. You want to go and live where everything is expensive. Because they are factoring in the quality of people there. You don't kill yourself. Start small and grow big. Are you here, somebody? We didn't do all those things. Didn't have all the necessary things. I didn't give my wife an engagement ring. Don't punish yourself. I couldn't afford all those things. Engagement ring. Even the wedding ring. It was 1 day or 2 days to the wedding. We bought it. So why could I have given an engagement ring? Wedding ring we not get. Oh, where are we? There's no ring he wants to buy that I can't buy now. I said, I'm not. She was saying, asking that time. So there's no engagement ring. I said, I'm not engaging you. Now marry, I want to marry you. Men, develop sayings like that. You need those kind of quotes. Yes. You can't be broke and you're not wise at the same time. You know good. You know good. If you are broke, you must be sharp. You cannot have the two. You don't get sense. You don't get money. No. It doesn't work like that, please. You must have those codable codes. That time, my wedding period, we developed on that saying that people that matter don't mind, and people that mind don't matter. I survived by quotes. I survived that wedding period by quotes. People that mind don't matter, and people that matter don't mind. Because when people in church heard that I was not inviting the whole church, some people were angry. I started that quote. People that matter don't mind, people that mind don't matter. I can't invite all of you. I survived by quotes. Go and look for some quotable quotes. Everyone. Are you here, somebody? Hey, manage yourself and cut things down and give yourself time to grow. Are you here, somebody? So, it's not good for man to be alone. The way God created it, even though you have a lot of strengths, you also have a lot of weaknesses. And you can't maximize your potential only with your strengths. Because sometimes the thing that stops people is not the lack of strength. It's because of the prominence of their weakness. Are you here, somebody? Sometimes that's what stops people. So when you marry, what happens is that you have someone that also has opposites of your strengths. And that's the concept of marriage. And for those of you that are also getting married, it's something that you need to take note of. For many people, it happens naturally. But for many other people, they make the mistake of marrying somebody with similar strengths and similar weakness. You find out that it's very, very tough. The ideal, usually, is that opposites attract. That's the ideal. All right? So a talkative generally likes a quiet person. Two talkatives don't like themselves. Because who will listen? You say, hey, I go somewhere on Thursday. Then the person has said, hey, talking of Thursday, make I tell you what I do on Thursday. Have you been to those kind of people before? You find out that my brother, they go house because there's no need. Anything I say. He said, can't nearly jam me on Monday. Make I tell you my own. Can't nearly jam me today. They talk more than you. You find that talkatives can't like a talkative. So they usually attract a quiet person. The quiet person too doesn't like on that quiet person. Because they both sit down together. How are you? That's their date. They're on a date too. Are you an electrician? They're going to light all the lights. This light is above. They are working. Are you an electrician? Two quiet people can't marry. So usually opposites attract. And even as you advance in marriage, you will see more opposites, more strengths and weaknesses showing. So spenders like to marry savers. All right, if two spenders marry, it's very dangerous. They will wreck their family, wreck their kids. They will always evict them from every house they live. Because they owe rent in every house. Some of you are laughing because you know yourself. They will always kick them out from every school their children attend because school fees is always due. They never plan. You see, but the way God does it, a spender will always marry a saver because if not, that spender would. That's why I say it's not good. And that saver, if you leave only the saver too, if two savers marry, woo, they will be the richest poor people. They are very rich, but they manage. The first car they buy is the car they will use till they die. How many of you hear of those billionaires that say, oh, this billionaire, this is still using a 1982 car? Have you heard those kind of things? That's stupid. Okay, who is he saving it for? I hear billionaires say, I fly economy class. Okay, let's clap for you. Because when you die, the first thing your king go do, you go still fly that business class. So you see, those kind of people need to marry somebody that will tell them, oh boy, eat your money. It's in the Bible that one of the blessings of God is for you to eat the fruit of your labor. They are not giving an award for people that for you best saver in the world. Save everything. So I'm a billionaire. I fly economy class. My first car I use in 1982 is what I'm still using. As you go die like this, your children will devour. Nobody's going to appreciate that you suffered. Nobody's impressed with your suffering. So that saver needs to marry a spender. Or else, savers, they never spend. They are afraid to spend. They hate to spend. They can go and shop. Say, how much is this skirt? Say, 15,000. Say, thank you. The price, they never buy. My wife is like that. She's a saver. Babala saver. She only likes to shop for children and shop for other people. She doesn't mind. She can buy anything for me with any price. But for herself, Me and the people that go out with her blessings, or whatever, we are the one that monitor her. Once she likes something, we'll put it in the basket. She said, no, I swear. Thank you very much. She will hardly want to spend. She hardly wants to spend on herself, but she likes to buy things. Me! Babanla spender.
We are here.
We are spenders. Are you in the house? Where are my spenders? We have no time for nonsense. If Jesus comes tomorrow, what's going to happen? We'll not chop the money. We must spend it. Are you here, somebody? So when we first got married, I was wrecking our finances. I didn't know I was a horrible spender. Like I said, marriage will expose your bad qualities. I was just horrible with finances, just spending. I make money a lot and I spend it as I make it. Spend. I was always broke, always broke. Not because I wasn't making money, but I was spending faster than I was making. I buy anything I like. Most of you know the story now. We have never paid for the wedding hall. The person we went to meet to price the wedding hall, he now sold me dogs. We never pay for the hall. We didn't have money for the hall, though. The hall, we pay him some mental, though. We don't get the money for the hall. But while me and him, they talk about hall, he took me to where I was going to use the bathroom, and we saw dog there, and we started talking about dog. He sold me two dog, two. Shebi, if you don't get money, you go buy one first. No. I said, well, if I buy one, it will be lonely. Spenders have excuse for the reason why they are wasteful. So after I buy two pit bull, we don't even get furniture. But we have two pit bull, two, from UK. And you know, the dog, you go feed them. And those dogs are very useless. You know, pit bulls, they're very wild dogs. And we will cook a full pot of soup. Because those dogs, they jump. You know, if you know pit bulls, they jump high because normally they can attack and grip somebody's neck. They're very wild dogs. We cook pot of soup, it's on the gas. We went out. The dogs climbed on the gas. They jumped on the gas, opened the pot, and ate the full soup. For a broke family. I nearly turned those dogs to pepper soup that day. Ate the soup complete. Two of them. They climbed the gas. Because they jump. For a broke family. You know what that means. Is somebody getting what I'm saying? Spenders are like that. So I started discovering that. So we're going on in marriage. Every time I was always broke, she always had money. See, if money finishes in Nigeria, all the African men are going to take loan. They should come to Pastor Mildred. No matter who doesn't have money in this world, Pastor Mildred has money. She's a saver by nature. Government doesn't need to go and meet China for loan. Federal government, see me. See me on Monday, I'll link you. You can borrow from her. She knows who use them. So just borrow from her. Let's go and borrow from her. Are you here, somebody? So I discovered that in marriage, every time me, I'm always broke, looking for money. She always has money. How do I know she has money? I'll say, honey, I really need to do something. And I don't have money now. I need like 100K. She said, okay, no. She said, how much? I said, like 100K. She said, okay, I have. I'll give you. I said, somebody in this house has 100K. This house is dry like this. Somebody get 100K. How? By the time it happened a few times, I knew that there's something was wrong. Because I made way more money than her. Way more. But she always rescued me. So I finally borrowed myself sense. I see, that's why God brings people like that together. I handed the whole family finance to her. So now we have money. Now we have money. You see, if it was still only me, and this is what I love single people are doing. You're a single person, you are making money, but you are not leveling up. You need somebody to add. When somebody else is in your life, you find out that even the same money you're making, a lot can come out of it. Because usually the person that is a pioneer, that is an entrepreneurial, is usually not a good manager. Because one person can have all the skill sets. It's part of why God said it's not good for man to be alone. That's how he's organized. You see that the pioneer in your office that is pioneering the business, going to get new business and that, he's not good with the details. One person can have all the strengths. Are you here, somebody? A good sports car cannot also be a good off-road vehicle. Because the qualities of a sports car means it must be very flat, very small, very light, so that it can navigate corners and move very fast. That all those qualities would not be good for somebody that wants to do off-road. Off-road is totally the opposite. It must be very high, very big, very heavy. Are you getting what I'm saying? So one person can be everything. That's why you are not complete until you find that special person that has all your weaknesses as a strength. A quiet person likes somebody that is bold, that can talk. If you see a quiet person, if two quiet people marry, they can't speak for their right. You need somebody that can talk. Some of you are married to somebody that can fight. You cannot fight. So when there's a problem, you call your husband or call your wife. If she arrives there, you scatter the place. Are you here, somebody? That's why some of you that you work with some people, you find out that maybe your guy is very nice and everybody say, his wife is a wicked woman. Nah, so in that's the only way. If two of them are nice, people will take them for granted. So he must marry a wicked person. To keep you guys in check. Are you here, somebody? Everybody says, your guy is nice, so you know the stress. But that ain't wife. Now, that's the only way they can survive. If not, now go finish them. So we complement. Opposites attract. Same thing also applies for temperaments. And those of you that are new in church, we did a series one time titled University. I'm sure we'll do another one next year. It's titled University. You with Y-O-U. It's on my YouTube channel. And if you are here in church, you don't follow my YouTube channel, you don't follow me on social media, you don't know this, you are missing. Because it's not everything I teach in church. So there's a series we did called University a few years ago. And we talked about the four major temperaments. There are four major temperaments. I don't have time to go into it. But every human being comes with one of these. And most times, we're a blend of two. So the melancholy is the very detailed person. The sanguine is a very playful person. The phlegmatic is a very laid-back person. I don't want to say lazy, but they're laid-back. And the choleric is the very driven achiever. Now, if you understand these four temperaments, usually opposites again attract. So the choleric, that is a very domineering person, likes to marry a very laid-back person. So they usually marry that phlegmatic or somebody like similar to that is laid-back. That's how it works. If two cholerics marry, their house will always scatter because two of them now shan't agree. You know shan't agree? They don't agree for themselves. So if you're a woman and you are choleric, you need to learn submission. You need to learn how to be, yielded. Because now naturally, submission is not something that comes natural to you. In fact, most time when you see people campaigning against submission, it's choleric women because they hate the fact that they have to submit somebody. It's not their natural strength. Are you here, somebody? So it works like clockwork too. So the sanguine that is very playful usually has to marry a melancholy. Because sanguine is playful, he's not detailed at all. He doesn't know where anything is in his house. He needs to marry a very detailed person. So see, this way, the beauty of it is that when that person is complimenting you, they are not stressing themselves to compliment you. They are just being themselves. So it makes the marriage work smoothly. What causes stress in marriage when we marry people that are not complimenting us? So they see everything they are doing for you as stress. If you're a spender and you marry a saver, she doesn't think she's going the extra mile by saving for you. It's what she would do anyway. Somebody getting what I'm saying? If you're a sanguine like me, playful and all that and scattered, you will marry somebody that is organized. For her, being organized is just life. So she organizes your life as part of it. But if two scattered people marry, they even know where their children are. I say, where are the children? I thought they were with you since last week. They can't find their children. Can't find anything. Can't find car key. Can't find house key. Can't find documents. But you see, when we're organized, as I'm here now, I don't have token. I don't receive alert. I don't have anything that has to do with our account. If my wife wants to steal all my money, she can steal it today. I don't have anything. My signature is irregular. If I sign five times, it's five different signatures. So I don't sign anything. I'm that scattered. But I married a very organized woman. That's how it works. So she plans a lot. You go stand up, you go down, you go tire, you go advise yourself. You go advise yourself. It's not me that will tell you. Are you here? There's somebody that his job is to stand up and give me an idea of when time is running out, but I'm not going anywhere. Sanguines, they don't keep time. But you see, melancholy is the hate to be late, they hate to exceed. They are very structured. Thank you. That's not us. So, she organizes naturally. So, a scattered person has to marry an organized person. You see, if you marry on that temperament that doesn't like to organize, they will see your scattered life as stress. And they will complain every day. Why are you scattered everywhere? Why are you not? They will even be insulting you. But you see, if you marry somebody that compliments you, they will even enjoy organizing your life. They would like to see that when they married you, this is how you were. And after they organized you, this is how you were. So, it will even be a pleasure to them. Do you see how marriage is sweet for some people? So when I see people say marriage is hard, there's a template, there's a structure. Many never pay attention to it. I've never been stressed in my marriage, not one day. And that's the truth. And it's not because I'm trying to be, no stress. Not because we don't have weaknesses. It's just that, our weaknesses blend. She's very gentle and laid back. Me, I'm fun loving. So you see, the children, for instance, she's the one that is very strict. Let's do homework. When may I come? Yesterday I was dancing ballet for my kids. So you see, I'm not doing it to be. It's just who I am naturally. So you are both being yourselves, and that's working out well. Do you understand?
It's just working. That's what it's supposed to be. So if you know how to complement the concept of marriage is that two of you must complement yourselves.
I and Pastor Mida, we have a friend that is serious choleric. Colerics are domineering. They don't like to be led. They always like to lead. Very strong-willed, domineering achievers. So we have a friend that's a choleric, and he is married. And we're discussing about marriage, and she was saying about why he chose his wife. He said there was one other girl he met that he asked the girl, "What's your vision?" Because this is how cholerics think. He said, "What's your vision?" And the girl started sharing her vision. He says she's not his wife. Then when he met his own wife, the person is married now. He asked her, "What's your vision?" She says she doesn't have vision. Whatever her husband's vision is her vision. He said, "You are my wife." It might sound funny to you, but you see, phlegmatics are very laid back. Phlegmatics can't even make a decision. That standing up is work. Phlegmatic, even being alive. They don't believe that we have to wake up and do life again, every day. Phlegmatics are very laid back, very low energy. So they need somebody very high energy. You see, when those people meet, they will have no stress. Because that choleric is happy that nobody's contesting with him. You see, marriages that survive, there's a template to it. But when two cholerics marry, they are dragging the steering wheel. No, this way. No, this way. No, no, no. They'll break the steering, break every family, break the children, break everything. You know the hear word. You are going to deal with you. They're too strong-willed. So that decision that guy made, even though he didn't know the fullness of what he was doing, but as a coach, as an expert, he did the right thing. Because he can't marry somebody that has vision. He must marry somebody that sees his vision as our vision. That's what he needs. And you see the woman, she's exactly like that. She's just there looking pretty, doing everything. For her to have her own vision, that's a lot of work. She's phlegmatic. They are low energy. They are borderline lazy most times. So they have to marry somebody high energy. If a phlegmatic goes to marry another temperament, it will frustrate the hell out of that person. Because that person is thinking, as I give you energy, give me back energy. Phlegmatic has nothing to give. So you go give yourself energy, give me energy, give all of us energy. Now you just supply the light. So a phlegmatic has to marry somebody that has a big generator that can carry both your life and my life. If you are, I better pass my neighbor generator. You can't marry phlegmatic because you can't carry all the load, your own load, and carry her own load. Were you blessed this morning? Come on, give the Lord a big hand. Glory to God. So two things we are going to do. If you are single, you are going to pray that God will connect you with somebody that complements you. And if you are married, what you are going to do is to pray that you start to see how you and your husband or you and your wife can synergize properly. How that you guys can complete and complement each other. There are things your wife has that is for your good. Let's go ahead and just take 1 minute to pray. Mandebo sakadaya. Redebo sata kabala ibo sata brada sakadaya. Bala sata gabalo bo sata barada sata. Thank you, Father. Sakabroda basakata lekaba brada sata. Labroda sata lekaba sota. Lord, let our eyes be open. Let us meet the men, the women that will complete us and complement us. Marada sakada lekabarada basata. Redeba sota babrada sata. The Bible says two are better than one. It's if one falls down, the other will lift him up. That's the concept of marriage. Any area you are weak, you will find somebody that has that as a strength. And you guys will be complete and be strengthened. Father, we thank you for the young people in the house today. They will find that man and that woman that you have designed for them. They will not just marry anybody. They will marry the person that fits into their life perfectly. We decree, oh God, that understanding between married couples. They will not just be opposites and frustrates. They will know how to, you know, align, how to synergize those their opposite strengths and use it for their good. We decree it is so this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand.